425-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick's.
Hey, God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. Well, this is Apostle James Brodnick, your friend and your apostle of prayer. Well, I believe that the greatest action that any person can take in any situation is to pray. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, that men are to always to pray and not to faint. And I believe that when we pray, God moves in a supernatural way in our lives. So I want you to get ready. If you're anywhere near New Orleans, Louisiana, I want you to get ready for the prophetic outpouring. It begins there on February the 12th at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Saturday at 12 noon, and the big closing rally on Sunday at 2:45 p.m. Well, it's happening at the Crown Plaza Hotel, and that's 2829 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, Louisiana. Yes, meet Apostle James Brodnick. Hey, but I will not be alone. Guest prophet that is traveling with me is Prophet Jeremy Butler of Rochester, New York. I tell you, it's going to be double portion here in New Orleans, Louisiana. If you have loved ones, you're listening here in Alexandria, Pineville, or Boys, or Marksville, and you have loved ones that live in New Orleans or surrounding areas, you want to call them and tell them that there will be a prophetic outpouring right here at the Crown Plaza Hotel, 2829 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, Louisiana. You know, I have prayed and helped thousands around this world. Yes, I have seen Jesus of Nazareth through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And one thing I do know, that God is no respecter of person. Hallelujah. But he is a respecter of faith. According to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Well, child of God, I am here to believe God for the blessings and for the miracles that you need in your life. Call the prayer line at 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. And I believe that when you dial that number, you're going to experience a miracle. God is going to do for you things that you cannot do for yourself. He said, whoever two agree on earth as touching anything that we ask the Father in Jesus' name, that it shall be done. But listen, we're going right into one of my miracle working, blessing, and healing crusades. And I was praying the prayer of faith in that all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus of Nazareth. And God was working miracles just like this.
When Apostle Broadnecks pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
You told me, you say, stand up, Sister White, and you say, save $15. I said, $15. You said, that's what you're going to make. Then you told me $18. And then when I left that job, Pastor, I was making $30 an hour. And you also told me, whether you remember it or not, you said you're going to manage in that job. And I'm looking at you like, manage? You know what I'm saying to myself? They ain't been getting no black woman on manager. I don't have a degree. But God gave me the degree. He taught me the job from the top to the bottom.
And you became the manager.
My name is Viola Cleveland. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I just want to say I worked on a job for 15 years, and they wrongfully terminated me. We settled out of court. They had to pay me X amount of dollars, and that was a blessing. So my 401k, I just forgot about it because I was really fed up with that job. So they have been sending me letters in the mail for like the last 2 years, and I've just been throwing them away, not even opening them up. So I kept coming to church, and Apostle kept saying, increase. So like 2 weeks ago, they sent me another letter. So I was like, well, let me just open this one up and see what's going on. Well, I opened it up, ended up calling the people. They have to pay me back 15 years for my 401k.
About how this came about with this car for your daughter and how you had this talk with God about that.
Well, we were attending the services at Eagle's Nest where Apostle was ministering, and everybody, just about every night, would get up. God gave me a debt-free car. God paid this car. I was like, are they really telling the truth? So I was like, well, God, if you can do it for them, surely you can do something for me. So me and my husband had went and bought my daughter a car, and I want to say, God is real. He is truly a real God. I may have paid one car note, but I received a title in my name after that 1 month.
So in other words, God just paid that car off.
He paid it off.
So this ministry has truly been a blessing to you and your family.
Indeed.
Well, like you said, I went before the judge, and to kind of make a long story short, before I went to court, God had told me to keep my mouth shut. Actually, he just said, go in and say, Your Honor, I have no defense. So I go before the judge and I tell her, Your Honor, I have no defense. And she's saying all this stuff to me, and she said, you not realize that I have the authority to put you behind bars today. I said, yes, ma'am. And so she told the bailiff or the clerk to get the paper to commit me. And the bailiff called for the sheriff or the jailer to come down to get me. And I take my phone off and hand it to my husband, and I stand there. And she begins to go through the papers, and she said, the order is not here, which my ex-husband had said that the court had ordered me to do. And she said, I do not find it. She said, here I am grandstanding against you and telling you that I'm putting you in jail. She said, but the case is dismissed. I said, thank you, God.
When Apostle Broadnecks pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
The other night, I came in real sick. I had been a diabetic for 46 years on needles. I was down
for
to
46
one.
Years.
And that's been a long time for me. Uh-huh. But when you prayed for me the other night, God gave me divine healing in my pancreas, please, and I'm free for sugar diabetes.
First night I seen him on TV was a Wednesday night. I told Angie, I said, Angie, I got to go see that man right there. First night we come up here, he prophesied. Ever since then, everything has been going just okay for Black Hawk Service Center.
The demons of the cataracts just floated off my eyes, and my eyes were like that, and they went back to perfect 20/20.
She said, here I am grandstanding against you and telling you that I'm putting you in jail. She said, but the case is dismissed.
Just then he went in that morning. My daughter said she saw the judge pass coming up the hallway, and she said, oh, my God, don't let him get in that room. And she looked and she saw him pass the room. And God sent a lady judge in there. And she said, this thing is an ongoing thing and it's wrapping up today. And my son-in-law is the quickest green card ever come in the mail. They said they never see anything of the sort. But look at it. When he got, they gave him the date. And when he got there, the date was before. And they sent him back a date, and the people, when he went back, they said, they never seen anything like this. This is a miracle.
This is a green card miracle. Somebody clap your hands and tell God thank you.
He's a flight engineer, and he couldn't work. He might have to do little odds and ends. And now he's gone back flying.
When Apostle Broadnecks pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Good morning, church. My name is Livingston Hackett. Or you can say Brother Hackett. But the reason why I'm here and giving this testimony to Jesus is because me and my wife was looking for a home, and we've been all over, Pompano, Fort Lauderdale. And we really can't find what we really need. And my wife, she get kind of upset. I said, listen, when God ready, he will give us a home. It is his own timing, not us. So then we went over by commercial in the blessed area over there. We see a home. And when I seen it, I like it. I said, Lord, I like this house. And my wife said, she liked this house. So the lady was asking $235,000 for the house. I said, we don't have that kind of money. I said, but you know what? We got Jesus. He gonna provide. And we went home, we pray about it, we hold hands, we pray about it, and God put in his spirit a price. And we went back to the lady, and you know, we called the lady from, we come to church that night, I went, Brad Next was preaching. And we wanted to go to a bank to ask for a loan, but we didn't know what which bank to go to. So my wife says, you know what? God can give us an answer in church. And when the night when Brad Next was preaching, he says, you know what? Somebody might walk in SunTrust tomorrow and get what they want. And you know what? And my wife says, that's it. But then we walked, and then she went and she called up a lady from SunTrust by, and the lady was giving her a hard time. And then it's another lady that works there who is one of your members. And the lady says, who was that? That name sounds familiar. And the lady put, this lady put yellow lady on the phone, and then the lady said, I know, that's it's a packet. And then they started to talk. And she said, you know what? I think I can help you. And my boss is in New York, and when she get back here, I will talk to my boss. When her boss come back and she and my wife talk, the lady said, yes, we can get you this money. And to make a long story short, they gave us the money without asking no questions, and then the bank turned around and gave us back $1,400 for closing costs. And it was so easy because God was in everything.
Well, beloved child of God, you have been listening to miracles as they happen through the prayer blessing ministry of Apostle James Broadnax. Are you bragging on Broadnax? Of course not. I pray the prayer of faith. Jesus of Nazareth worked the miracles. I believe the word of God. When he said in St. John 14:12, Jesus said, the works that I do, greater works than these, should you do, should the preacher do, should Broadnax do, because I go to my Father. I believe the word of the Lord. And child of God, I believe this. If you give me the opportunity to touch your life, to touch your situation with the power of prayer, that's my anointing. I am anointed by God to pray the prayer of faith. And Jesus worked the miracles. That number to dial your miracle right now today is 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. I'm here in the prayer room at 318-754-0382. Call me right now with your most urgent prayer requests.
Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Thank you. shots. In your word. Y'all better leave me alone.
High-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Dr. Christopher Manuel and the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church at 916 Richmond Drive will be hosting Black History Revival February 10th through the 15th at 7 p.m. nightly. It culminates Saturday morning at 11 a.m. The theme is The Struggle is Real with guest pastors from the community, including Pastor Larry Turner and the Christian Love Baptist Church on Monday, Pastor Frank Jackson and the St. Matthews Baptist Church Tuesday, Pastor Stanley Mathis and the Antioch Baptist Church on Wednesday, Pastor Renwick Bacon and the Annandale Baptist Church Thursday, Pastor Christopher Manuel, the host for the week, Friday night and Saturday morning, Pastor Raynell Smith from the Emmanuel Seventh-day Adventist Church in Hammond at 11 a.m. You don't want to miss this extraordinary event. The Struggle is Real Black History Revival, February 10th through 15th. The Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church is a proud sponsor of KAYT and KQJO-FM.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
You can't tell me he won't make a way. Listen up.
Yeah.
is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.